Washington DC. Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih bersama Dewi Sulianti dari VOA di Washington DC, kita simak kembali obrolan lanjutan reporter Naras Prameswari bersama Zaki Soekarno, diaspora Indonesia di New Mexico yang berhasil mendapatkan golden ticket American Idol. Kita simak obrolannya berikut ini.
Terus isi TikTok-nya Zaki apa aja?
Banyaknya nyanyi yang country music. Ada comedy juga. I do a lot of videos with Whataburger. Or I'll do like a little dance. So there's like the Michael Jackson trend. So a lot of trending videos is what I do. So I was on top of like my truck. But so I make like little dumb videos like that. But just for comedy. Mostly singing.
Sekarang kita ngomongin tentang background Indonesia ya Zaki ya. Zaki lahir di Jepang.
Yeah.
Terus pindah-pindah terus atau gimana?
Iya, pindah-pindah terus. Kan papa orang militer tadinya. Lahir di Jepang 8 bulan. Pindah ke US. Tadinya di California, di Rialto, Moreno Valley, California, Palm Springs. And then kita pindah ke Mississippi. Saya dapat yang country, the southern roots. Tapi karena Hurricane Katrina, kita hilang rumah, hilang baju semua. Pindah lagi ke California. Papa kerja di Vegas. So di weekend kita nyetir ke Vegas, main-main di sana, pulang lagi. So we did that for a while and then kita pindah ke New Mexico. And from there I've been here since. And I love it a lot. That's where I got most of my country roots.
Zaki ini bahasa Inggrisnya bagus banget gitu, kayak conversational banget. Emang dari orang tua ngajarin di rumah setiap hari harus ngomong bahasa Indonesia atau gimana?
Iya, so di rumah kita bahasa Indonesia doang. Kita bahasa Inggris juga kan, mama masih belajar Inggris juga. So dia belajar bahasa Indonesia. Kan banyak teman-teman yang di US nggak bisa bahasa Indonesia lagi. Nggak bisa baca Quran, nggak bisa bahasa Indonesia. Sedih kan? It's part of your roots still, it's your heritage. So my mom and dad made sure that we still spoke Indonesian. We still ate Indonesian food, everything. So like we don't move out of the house yet until we're older, because like it's just very old school Indonesian, I guess. But yeah, I mean, I still live like the Indonesian lifestyle because it's still part of my heritage. I know that in the future when I get married, even if it's orang bule atau orang Indonesia, like they're still gonna know how to speak Indonesian. They're still gonna eat rendang, kerupuk. Like I said, a lot of my friends here in the US, they don't speak Indonesian anymore. They don't eat Indonesian food anymore. They forget their actual heritage and where their family is from. And it's kind of sad, you know, they can't pass that on in the future.
Kapan terakhir kali ke Indonesia?
Tarinya sering ke Indonesia tiap 2 tahun atau 3 tahunan kita ke Indonesia. The last time I went there was, yeah, 2016. Harusnya kita ke Indonesia last year. Did not work out because coronavirus. Inshallah next year. So I have a lot of family there. My mom has 11 siblings and my dad has 5 siblings. So I have a very big Indonesian family and I love going there for sure. Keluarganya bapak dari Jakarta. So I'm always over there. I love like the Puri Indah Mall, stuff like that. Go there a lot. And then keluarga mama dari Bandung. So I'm always there as well. I love it there. It's beautiful. I love going to Indonesia. It's just different, I guess. Because like living in the US, you see things in a different way, I guess. You're definitely more humble because when you go back home, I definitely love going to Indonesia. Hopefully, I'll go back in a year.
And di Indonesia, gampang cari makanan.
Iya, gampang. Ada soto ayam di depan rumah, ada bakso di sini, ada somai di sini. Atau kan pagi-pagi ada orang yang pakai kartu itu yang bapau. So, I love it there.
Itu one thing that I miss about Indonesia, like makanan datang ke rumah instead of pergi keluar.
Yeah, they come to your house.
Terus, Zaki sendiri masih dengerin lagu Indonesia nggak?
Oh, of course. So, in the car, if I'm not listening to country, all I listen to is really country music. But if I'm with my mom, I have to change up my genre. So we listen to like old Melly Guslo, S12, Peter Pan, lupa namanya. Dia nyanyi Ayat Cinta. I love old Indonesian music. Also, when I was younger, I used to listen to Coboy Junior. Yeah, I still love Indonesian music for sure.
Kedepannya, Zaki tuh pengen orang tuh mengenal Zaki itu sebagai apa sih?
Well, for sure, I want to represent the state of New Mexico, my state. So I want to be a singer such as like Toby Keith. So that's my goal, is to be on the Water Tower, my hometown. I want to be known for that Indonesian country singer. I want to be the Asian country singer. So I want to start like a different movement and have those people, other Asian country people out there. I don't know about Indonesian country, but I know there's other Asian country people. I have friends that are. So I kind of want to just push that out for the community, the Asian community, especially the Indonesian one as well, and be my own artist. I want to be famous, of course. I want to have my music played all over the radio stations and have people listening to me everywhere. But I don't want to be too mainstream because I still want to keep my family life as well. So I want to just be out there for sure. I want to keep writing music and get signed to a label. Fingers crossed, inshallah.
What's the next step of the idol journey?
So the next one is Hollywood. That's in LA, and you compete against everyone else who got a golden ticket, and it's like an elimination round.
Well, good luck for that.
Thank you.
And terakhir, Zaki juga di Air Force ya?
Iya. Yeah.
Itu ngikutin jalan bapak atau gimana nih?
Iya, jalan bapak. Pak, for sure. So, like I said, I go to New Mexico State University. I'm in the Air Force ROTC here. I'm contracted because I'm on a scholarship through them, so they pay for all my school. So because of that, I commission a year and a half, inshallah, as a lieutenant, as an officer in the Air Force, and I'm going to probably just stay for 4 years and then keluar to pursue music, for sure.
Jurusannya apa di NMSU?
Agricultural business. So I want to run a ranch and a farm in the future.
Pertama kali bermusik itu karena bapak sama mama ya. Mau bilang apa sih dengan sekarang Zaki udah ikutan American Idol, namanya udah keluar. What would you like to say to them gitu, yang menginspirasi Zaki untuk mulai bermusik?
Well, I want to say thank you to my mom and dad. They've always been super, super supportive regardless of any situation. They cared about just making sure I stuck to it. They were a firm believer on sticking to what you have and not quitting, because once you quit, you fail in a way. So they didn't want me to just keep going in like a cycle loop of failure. They wanted me to just keep continuing to proceed and stick to what I'm doing. Because like in the future, if I have a like regular old job and then I quit because I don't like it, it looks bad on my end. So yeah, they just told me to stick to what I know and stick to what you're doing. So they've been super, super supportive, like I said. Like my dad was gone a lot throughout the year because of his job. So he's actually coming home today. Yeah, I call him every day and I'm like, he's always asking about like American Idol, or like he'll ask me about my music stuff. It's nice seeing him happy, and I hope that I made my family proud for sure. Yeah, thank you to them for always supporting me, and my siblings too. Critique me on every little thing, but that critique honestly helps me a lot. That family farm that we're gonna buy, like a lot of acres. So they're gonna have their own house on the farm too, each one of them. So it's all for them.
Ingin tahu berita menarik, terkini, dan terpercaya? Ikuti kami di Instagram @VOAIndonesia.
Hey y'all, how's it going? Lots of people have been asking me to sing Tennessee Whiskey, so I was like, maybe I should do it. So I'm doing it right now, so hope y'all enjoy. Here we go.
You spend my nights out of the room. Liquor was the only love I know.
The voice of America.